fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the 29th day of December, year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We have a volunteer, Deputy Hendricks, this morning to say the pledge. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John and Chance. And I really appreciate the opportunity to do this on the last live show for Year of Our Lord 2021. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well done, Deputy. Any updates from the hospitals and healthcare providers about the COVID clot shots in your area?
Not this past week, John. I've been on the road for both business and pleasure due to the holidays. So no, only updates I've gotten is whatever I've gotten from your shows and our like-minded people out there doing broadcasting the same type of information.
All right. Well, hang in there. We appreciate you being with us, Deputy, and enjoy the rest of your day, sir.
Well, I will. And, of course, we want to wish everyone a happy new year, and I guess we'll talk to you next year. And y'all have a great weekend. Be careful out there. We know what little drinking's up a little bit more this time of year due to the celebration of the new year and everything. So take care. And, of course, as always, kudzu is king.
Roger that. Thank you, sir. Okay, the prepper tip of the day. We'll talk about this just a little bit because it needs some explaining. I'll be suggesting something most people don't know even exists. That would be to get in your kit either electronic earmuffs or, even better, electronic earbuds. Most of my pistol students, I've taught concealed carry training for about 30 years or so, don't know electronic earmuffs even exist or earbuds. On the rifle range, they allow you to talk normally and hear normally and actually have enhanced normal hearing. And when there's gunfire, they shut down and protect your eardrums from the loud noise. During the Ferguson riots, I was providing security for my mother-in-law's home, which had riders within a half mile east and a half mile west of her home, and I had my electronic earmuffs with me because I wanted to have the hearing of a dog. When the criminals were coming down the street towards her home, I wanted to be able to hear what they were saying to each other. So it's a tremendous tactical advantage to have the hearing of a dog instead of the hearing of a human being in a tactical situation where people want to hurt you, where people want to kill you. Lots of examples on Amazon.com for electronic earmuffs and electronic earbuds. A wide price range from less than $100 to up to, say, $300 or so. Make your choices, get them in stock, and you'll be very glad that you did that. All right. We have Patient Wayne in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating Simply Clean Foods into your inventory can help you have both peace of mind and access to excellent, high-quality food at very good prices. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Good morning. Great prepper tip of the day. I actually have a set of the electronic earmuffs, and I lost my hearing in my left ear back when I was in the Navy. So my right ear, actually, when I place the electronic earmuffs on, I can hear much further and in much more detail than I could normally. And so they're outstanding, like you say, a great tactical advantage, and protect your ears when you're firing especially high caliber weapons.
Right, right. Well, the earmuffs are what I consider entry level. I've got some pretty high-end earmuffs myself. Let's say made by Walker. However, the earmuffs, especially the larger, less expensive ones, they do get in the way of the cheek piece on the stock of a rifle. The thinner ones, the more high-end ones made by Walker, are less apt to do that on one hand. On the other, the electronic earbuds fit inside the ear. They look like a hearing aid. They're now, in fact, they're prohibited from calling them a hearing aid because it would come under FDA guidelines. So they can't call them a hearing aid, although they, in fact, perform the same function. But since they fit inside the ear, they do not get in the way of the cheek piece of the rifle stock, which is another enhancement there. And they're relatively unobtrusive and weigh almost nothing. So people need to look at both. I think there's a place for both, and make their own choices and get these things in stock and get them in their inventory. A friend of mine, he's a machinist. He owns and runs a machine shop, and he suffered some hearing loss. And he was wearing electronic earmuffs walking through the forest near his home with his wife. And for the first time in probably 30 or 40 years, he could hear the wind and the birds and the bugs. And he turns to his wife and he says, "Is this what you hear all the time?" And his wife says, "Yes, dear, this is what I hear all the time." So it's something that is easy and quick to do right now. In normal times, when there's a crisis, good luck. You won't have the hearing of a dog in a crisis unless you get this equipment ahead of time, will you, Chance?
Oh, absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So, John, you like to ask, what am I hearing in our community? What are people talking about? And the common theme is this interview by CNN to President Donald Trump on vaccines. And, you know, down here in Texas, you know, very conservative, most people are pretty darned upset. They said, "We understood in the beginning why someone could make that mistake pushing the vaccine, but with all the information that is out, and in some cases, information that was sent to the president himself by friends, a lot of people don't understand why he's still pushing and pushing and pushing, actually saying taking the vaccine is safer than not." And so I would like your thoughts on that, but that's what's being discussed here.
Okay, well, that's an excellent question because I've been pondering this myself. First of all, although Donald Trump seems to be kind of a loose cannon in some ways. Everything that everything stated publicly that comes out of that man's mouth is very well thought out, well in advance before he says anything. And there's different levels of discernment on the part of the people listening, who the people are, what their level of awareness is. I can recommend Cliff High has analyzed this himself, and I agree with Cliff. First of all, look at what Donald Trump has done. He took the hydroxychloroquine when he got the COVID. The definition of what constitutes a vaccine has changed. It changed legally and officially, I believe, the first day of September this year. So for those of us who know, like myself, I know that when he's referring to a vaccine, he could well be referring legally to hydroxychloroquine, which now meets the legal definition of what constitutes a vaccine, even though under the traditional way of defining a vaccine, hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, neither one would be considered a vaccine, but now they could legally be considered a vaccine. So they changed the definition itself. So he's speaking to people that, like myself, that already know that. Majority of the population, of course, does not. That's one possibility. Another, there's 195 presidents, kings, and prime ministers leading 195 countries around the world. Five of those men, mostly men, there's a few women, prime ministers, kings, and queens and presidents, of course. Five of those individuals opposed the COVID vaccination clot shot in their countries. All five are dead. We have the example of what happened with Ross Perot, 1992. His family was threatened. He dropped out of the presidential race. Donald Trump is a tough guy. He's a smart guy. I don't believe he has any personal fear on one hand. On the other, he knows, like I know and most people know, that the members of his family, especially his extended family, his adult children, his grandchildren, live lives that cannot and will not receive the same kind of protection that he receives as a former president. They can't, and they won't. So the question is, did the powers that be threaten President Trump's family? I don't know. That would get a tough guy like President Trump to capitulate, and where normally he would not. The example of the five prime ministers and presidents being assassinated, which they were, is a wake-up call to the other 190. You guys wake up and smell the coffee. You read the memorandum, or you're next. So was the president threatened? I don't know. Could he have been? Could they have threatened his family? Of course they could have. The other possibility, which I think is very remote and almost non-existent, is President Trump really believes that the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots are the real deal. The man doesn't believe that. He's too smart to believe that. He has access to all the information that you and I do. Chance, of course he does. Now, Jeff Nyquist mentioned yesterday that President Trump doesn't read books. Well, he probably doesn't read all that much now, as much as Nyquist does. Nyquist is a voracious reader. He probably doesn't read the same books that Nyquist reads. I doubt it. But of course he reads. So there's a number of possibilities about why President Trump is doing what he's doing. I don't know the answer. I know the possibilities. I don't, since the majority of people don't know what I know and what Cliff High knows about the inferential signaling that he could be giving to people in the know, since almost nobody knows that, I disagree with the message he's putting out. I strongly disagree with it. Most Americans simply won't get that esoteric part of his message, if in fact that's what he's doing, which I think he may very well be doing that. The message they'll be getting is the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot is the real deal, and people should get it. That's unfortunate. It's wrong. and I disagree with it. Now, President Trump is known to be playing at a level above and beyond what everybody else knows and is aware of. The media, as soon as President Trump announced his presidency, which was, 2015, I guess? Right. What was that, 7 years ago? 6 years right. ago, whatever it was? They started hammering on him with their usual way of getting high-level candidates to capitulate and cave in. It never worked. It never worked, and it still doesn't work. President Trump just laughs in her face, and he knows how to manipulate and massage the mass media to achieve his goals. He's been doing it since 2015, and he will continue to. So while I disagree with what President Trump is doing regarding the COVID clot shots, I still have hope that that he has a hidden agenda, not publicly exposed yet, that at some point, maybe a month, maybe 2 months, maybe a year from now, he will expose that hidden agenda and reveal the real deal. I hope that's the case. In the meantime, the message is wrong because it's going to encourage people to get the COVID-19 clot shots and the boosters that otherwise may not be getting them. The majority of his supporters won't. They won't get the COVID-19 clot shot. The majority of his supporters won't get the COVID-19 boosters. They simply won't do it, no matter what the man says, because they know better. So I see hope there, Chance, in that the people that you're aware of that are upset, they're not going to get the COVID-19 clot shot, no matter what Donald Trump says. They're simply not going to do it.
That's so, very true, John.
Jump right in there.
Yeah, if I may, listen, not that, President Donald Trump may or may not be listening to this program, but maybe someone is that knows him. I would just think, sitting here in Texas, that maybe the best action would be to just stay away from the subject altogether. Don't volunteer to go on a leftist media like CNN and proclaim what he's proclaiming. Just avoid this conversation altogether, right? That seems to me that would be the smartest political move. But your options, I've thought about this a lot over the past 48 hours, and you're right. Many of these things that could possibly have taken place, I get, right? But that doesn't mean that you volunteer to go on to such a horrible station like that and proclaim what is actually not true to be true. So I would say avoid the subject altogether. What do you think?
If men who are capable of murdering your family make that threat, you will do what they tell you to. You will. If it means, Mr. President, all your grandchildren will be dead by this time tomorrow, you'll do what you're being told to do. It would take an incredibly tough individual to take that threat and run with it and go against it. As tough as Donald Trump is, and he's a very tough guy. I'm not sure that even he could stand up to that kind of threat. These presidents that were assassinated, the one in Haiti is the one the people know the best, where the hit team, we believe, was People's Liberation Army commandos. They took him out. They seriously injured his wife. She was near death. Now, granted, the president of Haiti is not going to have the level of protection that President Trump has on one hand. On the other, level of protection that President Trump has does not extend to his adult children and grandchildren. They simply don't. They can't, and they won't, unless he was to entirely change the life of everybody that he loves. We have a break. To call our number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you go to my website, thelibertyman.com, under products, you'll find the section for Simply Clean Foods and the coupon code LIBERTYMAN. All Simply Clean Foods is located in the beautiful state of Texas. All the employees are veterans. All the food is non-GMO. Much of the food is organic. And Chance is the proprietor, and you run the whole show down there, don't you, Chance?
Yeah, and it's an honor to do so, John. We are mission-based down here to hopefully assist folks in learning how to eat like we used to eat by putting clean foods in the body that are not contaminated with GMO seeds, that are not contaminated with heavy metals, to get that natural energy that you get from food back into your system instead of shopping at local markets where your food has toxic preservatives and other unnatural ingredients, in the food. So that's our mission, and we're very, very honored and proud to be able to help as many people as we have helped, and hopefully continue years to come in doing just that. John, I will say the 7-7 program, if you folks have not heard about that, it's going very, very well. This is a program that allows you, the listener, to, on a budget, prepare yourself for at least 6 months in a situation where you might not be able to purchase food. Every month you would receive for $77 one of our Simply Clean fruits, one of our Simply Clean vegetables, one of our amazing staples. This month we have a minimally processed rice, long grain, that has never been heated or treated. As a matter of fact, we've been known to find a little plant material in there. So it's a great, great product. You'll also receive one of our concentrated fruit or vegetable powders and one of our organic spices. Just to, you know, launch things right through the stratosphere this month, we're going to double the spices, the organic spices in that package. So we have chosen for January zucchini slices, banana slices, kale powder, which, if you don't know, kale is an amazing, amazing vegetable in a concentrated form used in a smoothie, for example. A green drink in the morning will give you a lot of energy. As I mentioned before, our staple this month is our minimally processed rice, and we're going to double your organic herbs this month. And I'm thinking probably we're going to do garlic this month. Our garlic is very concentrated, freeze-dried, and very potent. So if you'd like to start on the 7-7 program, just go to thelibertyman.com and click on that link. Scroll down on that homepage, and you will see that 7-7 pack right there. Go ahead and order the pack for the first time, and then our bookkeeper will give you a call within a few days, hopefully, and get that information to get that started on a monthly basis. This lasts for 10 months, and at the end of 10 months, you'll have over 1,000 servings of food, and that's, of course, enough food for one person to survive for up to 6 months.
That's right. Now, tell us about the heavy metal testing that you do with your food, sir.
So all of our food, from our fruits, vegetables, powders, spices, staples, everything, before it comes through our door, is tested for high amounts of aluminum, boron, other metals that are harmful to the human body. Now, in all foods, there are, of course, minerals that you'll find, especially in vegetables. Those are acceptable, but aluminum is not acceptable in any form. We find that in tests, in soil tests especially, there are in specific regions of the world, but mostly here in the United States, high concentrations of aluminum. So that is not acceptable to us, and neither are any seeds or fruits or vegetables that have come from a genetically modified seed. This is very important to us. We don't want to put that type of food in our body, and so we're not going to offer that to the general public.
Well, good for you. Good for you. Well, with the price increases, I was at the tire dealer I get my Michelins from yesterday. They told me, John, in the last few months we've had a 40% increase across the board in tires, and they're looking at another 10% in the next few weeks. And that's just for, and he said, for commercial tires, instead of a 1 week turnaround time for our customers, it's a up to a 6 month turnaround time for customers to get tires. Another friend of mine just wanted to get motor oil to change the oil in his vehicle. He'd go three different stores just to get motor oil. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. We add pretty much every day, we add a new section to my COVID-19 articles and videos. It's a there's probably more than 50 articles and videos there by various experts, scientists, doctors, and so forth to educate you about the true nature of COVID-19 and especially the COVID-19 clot shots. So check that out. Also, my website, of course, we have energy claims for sale. Let's see. Today's Wednesday. Either today or tomorrow, I'm getting a delivery of 36 energy cleaners. You folks have been waiting oh so long, since October, believe it or not. You'll be getting energy cleaners. I'll announce your first name and your hometown beginning as soon as I start shipping these, which will be in a few days also. And we have a live show tomorrow, by the way, on Thursday. And we will have play an archive on Friday, on New Year's Eve. So if you want to get past the pain from arthritis, check out the energy cleaner at my website. If you want to get a great night's sleep, check out the energy cleaner. You can place your order. I will take care of them as quick as I can to get these things shipped out and help you get relief. My toll-free hour line for the energy cleaner and the mattress pads is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance with Simply Clean Foods. Chance, we have a lot of listeners who don't have internet access. What's the phone number people can call to order?
Yes, thank you, John. You may call 737-400-2066. That's 737-400-2066. Or if you... you work strange hours maybe during the day and you'd like to get a hold of us, you can also reach us by email, and that is Simply Clean Foods. It's plural, Simply Clean Foods, the symbol at chef.net. John, you do some consultations. We do some here as well. We haven't talked about this in quite a while, but we do offer, and I think we are the only long-term storable food company that does this. We do offer custom 6-month and 1-year food packs for those that do have some issues. Maybe they're gluten intolerance or dairy intolerance or other issues. We would be more than happy to spend the time with you on the phone to figure out a package that's going to work to your benefit. So feel free to send us an email, and I probably myself will give you a call. Please leave a good phone number, and we can work that out for you.
All right. We have a caller who's asking about milk. Do you offer milk products?
We do. We offer a whole milk powder, very concentrated. We also offer, for those that are have some dairy intolerances, a coconut milk powder and a cashew milk powder. Yes, sir.
Okay. Fantastic. Our next caller is Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. I can testify for that energy cleaner. I've had one for 3 years, and I'm in better shape now than I was 10 years ago. Fantastic. But what I called in for is I went into town, Shallow, Arizona, to the Safeway, the grocery store. No eggs. The meat department, 3/4 of shells were empty. You could buy a T-bone steak for, you know, $22 if you wanted some beef. A little bit of hamburger. Beans and rice and that was sparse. There's empty shelves all over the place. I think they're trying to cut our protein off. Milk, there's only a couple gallons of milk left. Butter was gone. This is a town of like 15,000 people. I mean, the shell, and I went, there was not an egg in town. I went to the dollar stores and everything. No eggs whatsoever. There's food shortages. I think you start this program that you guys are talking about monthly is necessity right now. Who knows when it's going to be cut off? You guys seen empty shelves where you are?
I see empty spots on the shelves at my local supermarket, on one hand. On the other, plenty of eggs and meat. So that's my observation. Chance, how about your area?
Yeah, Scott, here in Texas, especially in the smaller towns, we're seeing the same thing. There will be days you'll walk into a market and the dairy section is empty. And I just saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact. No milk to be had, no creamer to be had, eggs down to just the expensive organic eggs were available. But mostly what we see are just repeated products over and over where there used to be more of a variety. So they're just trying to fill the space of a lot of missing items. And Scott, I just honestly, I'm in this business, so I talk to a lot of manufacturers. They're not indicating they're going to see a relief very soon. A lot of it is due to logistics, just getting products from one end of the country to the other, or getting container ships unloaded. Many of our fruits and vegetables and beans and rice and things like that come from overseas. And so getting these containers unloaded, getting them into the stores, it's just we're not seeing a lot of relief. And so look forward to more of that. And I appreciate your kind words, Scott, about the 7-7 program. It is a necessity. And boy, if you're on a budget, this is really the way to go. So many people have more month than money, Scott. And so this is a good program just for them.
Yeah. Another thing is animal feed. It's getting sparse, too. So you guys have a good day.
Okay, thank Scott. You. We appreciate your report. Thank you. Your call number is 512-248-8252. It's been about a year ago, I was talking to the manager of my local supermarket, and there was one or two charges, actually quite a few charges. At the time, this is would have been March of this year. He said, John, I'm only getting about two-thirds of what I order from the warehouse. And I said, you know, that's just the beginning, don't you? He nodded his head. He did not like the idea, but he nodded his head. So the food charges have been here for quite a while already. They're just becoming more apparent than they had been. Getting this inventory in stock could become a matter of life and death, couldn't it, Chance?
No, absolutely. We in January made some vital company decisions to bring in a mass amount of food that we are storing in our coolers here in Texas. If it wasn't for that, brother, I think we'd be in the same shape as many other people. And so the program that we were discussing, John, that 7-7 program, please, folks, please understand, this food is in stock, right? So we don't offer anything on our website that is not in stock, right? So this food is in stock for the next 10 months. We have enough food to fulfill this program for up to a certain amount of people. And so please take advantage of that while you can.
Well, I hope people will. Don't procrastinate. Procrastination is a very expected human behavior in many areas of life. This part, let's take dental work. I've seen any number of people procrastinate getting dental work taken care of until they just can't stand the pain anymore, and then they go to the dentist. That's expected. That's normal. It's unfortunate, but that's the way people are. Procrastination in this area is not optional. You have the option of going to the dentist when the pain gets extreme. You may not have the option of getting food when there is no food. Right, Chance?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, you were talking about procrastination. I just received a day ago, I think it was, yesterday morning, an email, and it talked about willpower. And procrastination and willpower kind of go together. With a lack of willpower comes procrastination. And it mentions something that I thought was helpful, and I'll just pass it along to your viewers. If you can't muster up enough willpower to get a project accomplished, then there's something called chunking. Chunk that project into little pieces, attack those little pieces one by one. By doing that, right, that part of the puzzle, each piece will give you more confidence to move on to the next piece of that puzzle. And in the end, right, you get that accomplished. That's what we did in the military, too. We were mission-based. And although we might not have been able to complete that mission in one day, we were in several weeks. And so I hope that's helpful, John. I mean, do you agree with that?
I do agree. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I like to help people achieve their goals. And the goal of staying alive in these hard times is not optional, in my opinion. We've been talking about this once a week now for quite a while, Chance and I. And now the wolf is at the door. When we Our call from Scott in Arizona, these major chains, they have very sophisticated ways of getting the products they sell their customers. They're in business to get the product, to get it on the shelves and sell it. That's their business model. And something's really broken when a major food chain like Safeway doesn't have product, basic things like eggs and a hamburger on the shelf. Something's really broken for that to be the situation, isn't it?
Yeah, you nailed it. So they're in business to sell food. If it's their choice, they want food on their shelves to sell. So it's not something that they have the control over, right? This comes right down to logistics, trucking companies delivering that food, right? They are the blood. If we were, the highways were veins, they are the blood that keeps this country running. And I've got a couple truck driver friends, and one in particular is telling me, you know, I've said this on your show before, he'll pull into a truck stop and there'll be scouts from other trucking companies stealing them away from, you know, their trucking company, paying them bonuses and other things. It's getting that bad. Many of our drivers prior to this whole agenda, we'll call it that, we had a lot of drivers, you know, delivering this food across the country. Well, now, a lot of them have, due to fear, maybe, of getting the virus and being around a lot of people, or in some cases, collecting more on unemployment benefits federally. What's the word I'm looking for? The federal government actually added more to the state unemployment benefits.
Right.
They're making more money at home. And so it's an issue. It needs to be resolved, or we're going to continue to have problems, John.
We will. We will, absolutely. And this is your wake-up call, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have that food in stock, in inventory, at your home right now, well, what are you waiting for? Seriously, what are you waiting for? There's lots of things people can do to cut back. Back in the mid-80s, I had 57 rental units. And there was always people who were had issues with paying their rent. That's if you got that many rental units, of course there are. So I personally went to each home every month and collected the rent in person. And so I'd walk in the living room, and typically the kitchen would be not too far away. And they're explaining their story. While on the kitchen table, I see tobacco products, I see alcohol products, and the cable TV is running. It was kind of ironic. I owned well more than $1 million worth of real estate in 1985 dollars, and I didn't have cable TV. But my tenants who were unable to pay the rent, they had cable TV. I thought that was kind of ironic. So people need to establish priorities that are important. And as my friend Command Sergeant Major Page said, Americans have difficulty telling the difference between needs and wants. Needs is food. Wants is cable TV, tobacco products, and alcohol products, and pets. People will buy pet food and not pay the rent. Well, their priorities are upside down. If you can't pay the rent, you can't afford a pet. If you can't pay the rent, you can't afford tobacco products. If you can't pay the rent, you can't afford cable TV. If you can't afford to buy freeze-dried food from Chance, maybe there's something you need to eliminate in your life, some optional thing that's a want and not a need. Tough love, but we need to talk about it. Go ahead, Chance.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt. I might offend some people by saying this, but let's move 1985 to when you had the rental units to today, 2021, almost 2022. I see the same thing. I see instead of cable TV and liquor and smokes and things like that, I see every person in the household, including children, 4 to 5 years old with a smartphone, right? Now, smartphones aren't cheap. The service, of course, is not cheap. And so a lot of folks are paying between $75 to $300 a month for that service, right? Now, is it really critical? And again, I'm not trying to offend everyone, but is it really critical to have your 4 and 5 year old, your 10 year old, your 12 year old, a $50, $100 smartphone in their hands? It's not critical, right? That's an option. That's a choice. It is critical, however, come dinner time, that you have something to feed those children. Now, I think that's common sense. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. And once again, a need versus a want. I agree, absolutely. And we do have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. If you do not have internet access, you can still participate and get this excellent high-quality food. Just give him a call at 737-400-2066. I say again, 737-400-2066. And there's a package you put together which will help individuals and help me. Tell us about that package you've got, Chance.
Absolutely. Yeah, John, we have the Liberty Pack. The Liberty Pack. So if you go to thelibertyman.com, click on that link, look for specials, variety packs there. And the Liberty Pack is a great way to start preparing. You're going to get a nice variety of our clean vegetables and fruits. It's enough food for one person for up to 30 days. It's a great pack, and the proceeds from that pack, John, help keep you on the air, as well as our Veterans Outreach Program, where we assist veterans with simple things in life like utilities and food and blankets. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for being a part of that. This is part of what we do. It's a give back program, and we just need to keep you on air, John. Getting the truth out there on a regular basis is so important in these crazy, crazy times that we're in right now. And 2022 is right around the corner, John. I cannot believe how fast this year has gone by. And we look forward to hopefully some change in our country and in our government, and continuing the research and education against the clock shot so that people can make the right choices in their life in 2022.
Well, there will be change. Look for Kamala Harris to resign, for Hillary to be appointed vice president, and then for Biden to have a health issue where he needs to resign.
Oh, you just ruined my whole day, John.
That would be a lot slicker than some other proposals in terms of dealing with Congress and the Senate and so forth. What an absolute nightmare that would be. The Wicked Witch of the West being President of the United States. Yeah, baby.
Absolutely.
Well, when we visit next Wednesday, it will be 2022, sir.
Yes, sir. And so to those that are listening, like Deputy Hendricks said, please, folks, over the new year, watch out for idiots on the road. Watch out for those that have had maybe too much to drink. If you can, avoid traveling during the new year. But if you must, just be safe.
Find a place to celebrate and spend the night. Don't be on the roads late at night. The alcoholics on the roads at night on New Year's Eve is well known. And you don't need that. You don't need to be exposed to that kind of danger. You really don't. Okay. Well, thank you, Chance. We appreciate it.
Happy New Year to you, Julie, and you, John, and the rest of the staff and at RBN. Thank you, sir.
Happy New Year. We'll be back next year. Appreciate it. Top hour break. Press Candice.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.